Saints, we would like to continue our fellowship on the matter of the Lord's table. And just a quick word, you can pick up the previous two messages shared by our brothers on the Church in Bellevue website. So we would encourage you, if you weren't here for those two, please pick up those two, please listen to those two on the Bellevue website. Does everyone have an outline for today and next week? Does everyone have an outline? Because we will go through the outline in a fairly quick pace, but we want to highlight some things, and we would say this. In the church life, we are governed by the Spirit.
Amen.
And so our fellowship is through the head, for the body, for the building up of the body of Christ. Amen. However, and so, when you take this outline, take it as fellowship concerning how our appreciation could be brought up to the Lord's standard on how He wants the table conducted.
Amen.
Now, this is not a manual. This is not so much a how-to, but these are some very, very, very good helps from our brother in the ministry, our brother Lee. And we should endeavor to at least get into it and give the Lord the ground to bring the table up to where He desires it to be. And that is up to His standard, where He is satisfied, first and foremost, and if He is satisfied, then we will be satisfied. So I would like to get right into our speaking today, and let me say this. This is concerning the remembrance of the Lord. This section of our fellowship is concerning the remembrance of the Lord. And next week we will take the worship to the Father. In the aspect of the remembrance of the Lord, we're not explaining what the remembrance of the Lord is. We are getting into the matter of practice. The proper practice. The proper remembrance of the Lord, you should write this statement down because it is striking. The proper remembrance of the Lord depends on the proper practice.
Amen.
So this is what we will get into a little bit today, this morning, and there will be two of us. Our brother Larry will come after I finish and really punctuate, emphasize the matter of the hymn. So if you look at Roman numeral 1C, I won't say too much about that. Our brother will pick that point up. But I will focus on the remembrance of the Lord. And in the remembrance of the Lord, if you look at Roman numeral 1, we have those verses there in 1 Corinthians. The main point there is giving thanks.
Amen.
The main point in the remembrance of the Lord is giving thanks. Dear saints, we have to realize that our appreciation for what the Lord has done is wrapped up in our giving thanks. We have to utter this, and if you look at Roman numeral 1a, it says, by praising instead of praying. We need to praise the Lord for not only, and you'll see, what He is, who He is, but what He has done. Okay, so if you look at Roman numeral 1a1, it says, not to ask the Lord to do things at the Lord's table. We're not here praying and asking the Lord to do things for us. We are here praising.
Amen.
The key is not praying, but praising. Amen. Praising the Lord for who He is and what He has done.
Amen.
Then, number two, Roman numeral 1A2. But we're here to bless the Lord with well speaking concerning His person and work. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 13, and I would like to read that, it says this. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all the things in them, I heard saying, to Him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be what? Blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Blessing means this. Blessing means we need to speak well concerning Christ.
Amen.
This is the biggest thing. And what should we speak? We should speak well concerning Him as the Son of God. And I wrote down some of His statuses. And it's this. He's the Son of God. You should say amen.
Amen.
He's the man.
Amen.
Number two. Number three. He's our Savior.
Amen.
He's our Redeemer.
Amen.
We should praise Him as in all of these statuses. Right. Oh Lord, we praise You as the Redeemer.
Amen.
He's the Sanctifier.
Amen.
He's the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
So then He's the Lord of all.
Amen.
Then we should praise Him for His work.
Amen.
Not just His redemptive work, but His sanctifying work, His transforming work, and ultimately His glorifying work, making us the same as He is. So we should be praising Him in all of these statuses. Then, letter B. Let's read that together. Go.
Addressing praise to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Then we have to remember in this section of the table, we need to address the praises to Him as the Son of God related to the economy of God, which is point number one. And you have these verses here which are critical. They display, open up the triune God, Matthew 28:19 B and 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. And what do they reveal? They reveal this, the dispensing of the triune God into us,
Amen.
To make us the same as He is in life, nature, function, and appearance,
Amen.
But not in the Godhead, so that what? There would be an ultimate manifestation of God in this universe.
Amen.
And this ultimate manifestation is the body of Christ, which will ultimately consummate in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Then in number two, we need to learn to differentiate the Lord's names from the Father's names in and these hymns we have listed here. We need to go through these hymns in 65, hymn number 65 to 80. And I have a number of names here that I wrote down so I would not forget, but I will only say three. Number one, the Lord Jesus is the King.
Amen.
Well, there has to be a louder amen.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus is the King.
Amen.
You're not the King.
Amen.
Satan is not the King. Jesus Christ is the King.
Amen.
Number two, He's the High Priest.
Amen.
Such a High Priest befits us.
Amen.
And the last one, which we sang, He's the Rock.
Amen.
Oh, the Rock that was cleft for us.
Amen.
Have you ever come to the Lord's table and said, praise You, O Rock?
Amen.
We should praise Him as the Rock.
Amen.
Okay, then I want to say one point about the hymns, and that is in point number two. I wanted to say something about the sensation, but I will go on to point number two. Well, I'm going to say something about the sensation. We sang today hymn number 197, and it said some things about His righteousness, His holiness. Didn't you get the sensation that as He is all these things, then I think verse 5 or 6 says, we're waiting for His return.
Right.
Did you not get the sensation that, oh Lord, as You are all of these things to us, You will return, and You have a great desire to return.
Amen.
At the Lord's table meeting, we should what? By our enjoyment, hasten His return.
Amen.
So, if you look at point number two, is we need to learn how to, well, to apply the hymns at the appropriate time, which I thought was very good today. Larry will pick up these two points. Now, when to distribute the cup? Not too early and not too late. It's just like eating a meal. Do you eat the dessert first and then you eat the main meal? Or do you eat the main meal first? Well, some eat the salad last, but here in North America, we eat this salad first, but anyhow. Anyway, not too early, not too late, and right at the point when the meeting is doing like a pyramid or a crescendo. I don't know how you're going to translate that, Grace, sorry. A crescendo or a pyramid heading to a certain apex or climax. At that point, we should pass the bread with the wine.
Amen.
And at that point, the meeting should be full of thanksgiving.
Amen.
Full of praise.
Amen.
For the Lord's body broken and His blood shed, that we might what? Have a right to the, not only to the tree of life, but to become the body of Christ in reality. This is what the table testifies. The Lord has made us his body so that there could really be his image expressed and his authority brought in, that he could be exalted in the universe, and that that he could return, and that we could have what? The full enjoyment of God in Christ for eternity. What a table.
Amen.
Anyway, our brother will continue with this matter of the hymns.
Amen. Well, saints, let me start by saying that what I'm going to share was shared about 18 years ago in Anaheim by Benson Phillips, shortly after Brother Lee's passing. Brother Lee was very, very interested and spoke a lot to the leading brothers, the blending brothers, about the importance of the table and the importance of the hymns at the table. And Benson spent 30 minutes basically covering what is number two here, the appropriate hymns at the appropriate time to enhance and strengthen the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
So primarily that's what I want to share about right now, and I appreciate Willie's intro there. But let me say that we need to be consumed with the thought that the focus of the Lord's table meeting is on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the Father.
Amen.
And that should always be our focus. We don't sing hymns on the gospel. We don't sing hymns on church meetings. We don't sing hymns that apply to us so much.
Right.
And I don't mean to sound strict and legal, but in a way, we have to realize the Lord set forth the pattern for the table meeting.
Amen.
And he set it forth in a particular way, and we need to follow that pattern with the singing of the hymns. And if the wrong hymn is called at the wrong time,
right,
it really degrades the Lord's table.
Right.
And it could be a wonderful hymn, it could be a perfectly beautiful hymn, but if it's not the right time and the right hymn, it affects the table meeting. So we need to even ask ourselves, and I like the questions here, or what it says in number two, it says, to start a section of the meeting, to strengthen and enrich the section, to prolong and uplift the same section, to follow the atmosphere of the meeting.
Amen.
The atmosphere of the meeting is the Spirit himself.
Amen.
That's what we want to follow in the Lord's table meeting, is the flow of the Spirit.
Amen.
If we're functioning to praise the Lord, then we need to stay there till the Spirit himself moves the meeting.
Amen.
Moves the singing to the remembrance of him, to the thanksgiving to him. So I just would ask you all to consider when you're about to call a hymn, and please do, don't be shy, consider, is this hymn going to strengthen the section that we're on right now? Strengthen where the Spirit has us at this time. So the sequence is important, and in a way, again, it's not legal, but I think we should realize there's a sequence.
Amen.
The sequence of the table starts with the praise to the Lord.
Amen.
To the Lord himself. We want to offer a lot of praise. One of the biggest sections in the hymnal is praise to the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
So like Willie said, that's what we're doing here. We're praising the Lord.
Right.
Along with that, when the table begins to be passed, when the bread and the wine begin to be passed, we need to begin to turn our focus just from the praise strictly to the remembrance of what the Father did for us, and to thanksgiving to him for coming to us in such a way, giving himself in such a way. We want to remember what he did there.
Amen.
And that is high praise to him.
Amen.
And then there's another section that was interesting to me, and I've never forgotten it. Benson said, and Willie touched on it, and it is that hymn 197 that we saw. There is a time, and it's generally between the praise, the remembrance, and the worship, that we need to focus on the hope of the Lord's return.
Amen.
And there's a section in the hymnal, and it's in the 900s, I think 950, 56, something like that. There's a group of hymns on the hope of his return. And I'll tell you, Saints, Benson basically told us, we need to sing those hymns at the right time to invite the Lord to return,
Amen.
To encourage him to return,
Amen.
And to tell him that we want his return.
Amen.
Why? Because we love him,
Amen.
We adore him, and we appreciate everything he's done, and we want him back.
Amen.
And then, of course, the ending of the table, we turn from the Lord himself to the Father.
Amen.
And we offer the Father our highest worship, our highest praise, and our highest love.
Amen.
So if we could kind of think these things, keep these things in mind, I think it will really strengthen the table.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.